wonderful prophecy from Isaiah, this reading, where he begins describing the mercy, the glory, the favor of the Lord, and all the great and glorious works that he has done and he will do of restoration, that those who have been exiled can be, will be restored. And then the response immediately is, the Lord has forsaken me, my Lord has forgotten me. How often our perception, our understanding of who and how God is differs from the reality. And the responsorial psalm that sings so beautifully, the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, great kindness. He's good to all, compassionate towards all his work. He is faithful. He is holy. He lifts up those who are falling. Sometimes we need to just hear these clear words of the scriptures and allow this to reform and transform our concept of who and how God is. In that first reading, they didn't believe. It seems like they didn't believe how he was describing himself. That even if a mother forgets, I will never forget you. That gentle tenderness of the love of the Father. And so often, because of our sin, because of the choices that we make, the decisions that we take, we force ourselves to have a harsh image of God. But it's so far from the truth. Our God is a God of mercy and justice. He's a God of life. And this wonderful, such a clear gospel message today we have, as in his unique way, St. John is trying to help us understand the relationship between the Son and the Father. To really go to the depth of that relationship, the reality, the uniqueness that's there. But just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life. Whoever believes in the one who has sent me has eternal life and has passed from death to life. This is what this is all about. That our faith in Jesus Christ brings us to life. And not just a pulse and a heart rate, but the spiritual life. The life that was promised to us from the very beginning. The life that is ours as a result of the waters of baptism and restored through the absolution of confession is nourished in the sacrament of the Eucharist. This life, the very stuff of God, is what Jesus brings us to and becomes a reality for each of us. Jesus is having this conversation because in yesterday's gospel, he healed that man. And they're mad at him because he told him to pick up his mat and walk, and that's against the laws of Sabbath. They couldn't see that Jesus was bringing this man to life. He said, don't be amazed. You're going to see greater things than this. Greater things than the crippled and the blind being healed. Have we allowed ourselves to be amazed at the gift of life that Jesus has given to us, made available to each one of us? Do we believe that? That we've been brought to life, true life? Or do we settle for our misconstrued notion of how harsh God the Father is? And that the life that's promised to someone else can never be promised to me. Lent is this beautiful time in the desert with Jesus as we strip away all the extra stuff. All the lies that we believe about ourselves, about God, about the world. Through this mysterious revelation of Jesus to us, to each one of us, we are brought to amazement at the love of God the Father, who sends his only Son to bring us from death to life. So perhaps you can ask for that grace. To truly believe that Jesus is the way to life. He is life. that if we believe in him, if we orient our life towards him, that all the prophecies, all the promises are true for you today. Eternal life is yours now. This is the promise that Jesus gives each one of us. May that promise be true for you today.